Welcome to the CVOR podcast. This podcast is made for those CVOR operators, such as landscapers, electricians, towing operations, bus companies, trucking companies, anyone who has a CVOR wants to know everything that there is to know about operating a CVOR company. I'm your host, Chris Harris. Thanks for joining me every week. Hey, how you doing? Chris here, Safety Dog, continuing on with our CVOR podcast. Welcome, where we talk here about CVOR, Commercial Vehicle Operator Registration, or Registry, and everything safety fitness across the country of Canada when it comes to trucking. So, did you know that you are supposed to have a safety program? And so you're supposed to have this thing, but what is it supposed to contain? Well, the first thing is that you're supposed to address in the safety programs such things as speed limits, seatbelt use, drug and alcohol use, defensive driving, fatigue management, load security, load securement, and of course, let's talk about fueling a little bit. And you've got to have the proper paper records for all of this information, and you've got to teach your CVOR drivers things like bills of lading and manifests, and if you carry dangerous goods, of course, how to document dangerous goods. So you got to have documented training on all these things, as well as the CVOR driver's responsibilities need to be outlined. And when I say outlined, I mean in writing. What conduct is acceptable from that CVOR driver, as well as what happens when they step out of line. So in other words, discipline. You also need instructions for any equipment that is being used. So the trucks, and if you are like a landscaper or a foam blower or anything like that, an insulation company, you've also got to train them in all of those things and how that affects the CVOR driver. You got to have training of the employees about the laws. Yes, you're supposed to make sure that they understand the Highway Traffic Act, and perhaps you might even get into how their actions affect your company, CVOR. So I think that would be a great idea. An ongoing program for evaluating driver skills. So this is two parts here. MTO wants you to have an annual review. Safety Fitness in all the provinces wants you to have annual reviews of your drivers. No one says that this means that you've got to have a driving test annually. However, that would be a really good idea. And I don't mean a test so much as an opportunity to go with your CVOR driver and improve their driving abilities by offering suggestions. That's what I would tell you. And of course, you got to retain all of these written documents for the drivers, and you need written policies ensuring that the drivers are properly qualified for those vehicles that they are operating. So that's very quick. That is the components of a safety program. Now, of course, communication is a key part of any safety program, so you want to make sure that you allow your CVOR operators or drivers a way to communicate correctly with you, and you, because you've got to be aware of all the critical things that are happening out there. If a driver, for example, finds a defect while they do their daily vehicle inspection, what's the process for reporting it? I really urge you that the report needs to be in writing. So even if the driver was to text you, which is okay, print that text and then document the repair of that text. And of course, the driver needs to be completing a daily vehicle inspection report every 24 hours. So also document all the training, the incidents, the collisions, convictions. You need a recall system as part of your safety program. A recall system may include things like when does the driver medical expire, when does the driver's license expire, and other expiries, any training that might expire. So with that, and the last thing I guess I would say about training and documentation, who's giving the training? Are they qualified? What qualifications do they have? So you need to document all that. All right, so that's it for this episode. Just very briefly, where we were talking about safety policies. If you're getting value from the podcast, please click like and don't forget to subscribe.
So at the end of each of these podcast episodes, we will be asking one question from the CVOR practice test. And it would be very interesting, I think, for many of you to know these questions and to think about them and review them in your own mind. So the first question we are going to answer today is CSR, which stands for Carrier Safety Rating, are not available to the public. They provide information about the operator's safety performance. Insurance companies, financial institutions, shippers, or users of an operator's services can find out the operator's CSR, which helps make informed decisions. Is that true or is that false? Well, because the CSR or the carrier safety rating, the question is, are not available to the public. That is a false statement because your safety rating is absolutely, unequivocally available to the public if they know where to look. All right, so I'll put that link where to look up a carrier safety rating in the show notes down below. But your safety rating absolutely is public, and that's one of the reasons why you want to protect it so much, besides the fact that the insurance companies are looking at it. MTO is looking at your safety rating. So that's the first question. Have a great day.
What would you like me to address? Either as a national safety fitness topic or specifically an Ontario CVOR topic, what would you like me to address? Leave the comments. Leave me a comment and I will do that. And of course, we've got our little contest running. If I do pick your suggestion, you get a little prize from the safety dog. All right. So please leave me a comment with your topic suggestions. Thanks so much, Chris Harris, Safety Dogs.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us. This is the CVOR podcast where we talk about everything CVOR related. If you're getting value, please click like and subscribe. And don't forget about our contest. Leave me a comment. And if I choose your suggestion for content on another episode, I will be thankful and give you access to the CVOR driver file course. All right, so leave me a comment with suggestions for topics. All right, that's it for this week. Safety Dog and the CVOR podcast is out.